Here, Chof Tes, on Shabbos, by the Rosh Hashanah, continued. Yud Gimel Teves, Etov Shemel Ches, January 3, 1988, on Sunday, continued.
That only the reish of the Mishneh goes according to the Trachshimen, but the faith of the Cholam Kalfin Surim, that represents the view of Chabdiudeh. So the Havol Gav, the Reish, and Asli, Shreshim, and 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 Shreshim, גם לא חושב שנצריר או לגופוי, אבל כשניקלתי מחבור או לעבור לחייב יאו, וכאן הייתי היא הדיסחה שהתנגד. מה שתאר, כל די תורשים. גם לא חושב שנצריך או לגופוי ספוטר, גם מילא, אבי מביא יא, איזה ניקל. אבי מביא יא. Not only the מביא יא, או ספוטר, but even the מביא יא, of moderating Tahar the Otis is also in Kalkin. They know you can sack it, and you can sack it with
water. Water.
But the Melochi is not nothing to say. The Melochi is going to eat. What does it burn? It burns the food. It burns the eating. It just produces food. And Mele is able to be vashe the food. So the tikkun is in the food, and the Melochi is in the eating. So seeing that Yudhi seems that Shimon holds Melochim is still with each other, so the Terech has to be imminent in Melochim himself, so maybe the Tikkun has to be imminent in case in Melochim himself. In Melochim itself, the Melochim is going to be 18. So maybe in order to be Misakim, the Tikkun has to be done in the 18. But there is no Tikkun in the 18. The 18 are consumed. You turn into Asher, maybe. So the Tikkun is done in the food. So it seems the Melochim is really good for the spot of the Terech has to be in the Melochim itself. So the Misakim, the Tikkun also has to be in the Melochim itself. So the question of why this? So why does the Shimon have to be drawn to the first Akosu of Sreit HaTzakeyem without the Verus HaKosov of Sreit HaTzakeyem? We had the Verus HaKosov in the Melochet Malach, after all, and this Melochet, so that from the Mishkin around, so we had the Verus HaKosov, that Mother is a Melochet. But the question is, how could Mother be a Melochet? Mother is always Mekalot. Obviously, the Melochet of Mekalot in Potera doesn't apply to the Melochet of Madia, so why does the Shimon have to resort to the apostle from a book statement of the book of the Kasher in the Kasher.
So, is this time to swear on Kabbalah too?
No, Kabbalah, there is no Kasher.
Why would say that?
Because Kasher doesn't say, Kasher doesn't say
every Kabbalah.
Every Kabbalah is in Kasher. Kasher says it only in the Kasher.
Let
it say it.
Why should we say the same thing later, Kabbalah?
Right.
Every Kabbalah
he doesn't say it. Maybe he would, but he doesn't say it. So he can't just be Kasher against Kasher.
And the same floor as the test?
Maybe you're right, I'm not saying, I'm not arguing with you, but we can't just be Kasher against Kasher. Like Chabur. Chabur, Kasher says it in respect to Mavion, not in respect to Chabur. Maybe Kasher will say the same thing when we got Chabur to, if every Chabur according to the Chinese is Chabur. Every color is a color. Even when a doctor performs an operation, and Chavoreh shows with a lot of dance, you don't need it, but Kasher doesn't say it, so you can't collect the cash. But Kasher says it in respect to the magic of it. So the question arises, so why does the Shimon have to have recourse to the possible meal? Without recourse to the Yosakos of the Skeen. So Rav Shimon could say we had the Yosakos in the Melochet of Mabel itself. That's the Kasher, again the Kasher. I think that this could be an What do many rishis? Many rishis say that in the relationship between the giving of a tree and the question of the lack of culture and the spirit of God, but you can even take it that way. You take no connection with the relationship between the giving of a tree and the question of what you say. So why does it work? Where do we find the relationship between the relationship and the question of the culture of the spirit of God? The Chacham made a Kabbalah, very simple. But Rashi is saying, you know, Rashi is saying, it's nothing in the Kabbalah. It's totally in the Machlekes of Melach Hashem Tzvichu. And they are called into the view that Melach Hashem Tzvichu is higher. So, according to the view that Melach Hashem Tzvichu is higher, so the tefillah doesn't have to be in there. It can be the tefillah, it can be extraneous, and okay. So maybe the tikkun can also be extraneous to the melacha. So you can go to the tikkun in the melacha itself, in the object of the melacha itself, and the tikkun is not extraneous, so it's also high. In construction blocks and stable food, but there are so the tira has to be even some melee the tikkun also has to be anything. Some melee tikkun mitzvah is not a tikkun, so still the Torah declares that it's in the Rochet that declare that it's in the Rochet, so the melee is a riot that we call for the Chabur, and the other way is high. 1 second. This is high. So according to Rashi, that it's not an independent Machleke, so how does, but it's not an independent Machleke, but in Sadas Vore, we say it. So then, why does Rav Shimon have to withdraw to the Altitude of Sadas Vore? He could reduce it from the Dresh Akosu in the Meloche, in the Mishken of Amavia. So, it's a riot that a lot of the Kalapen doesn't apply, because if he does apply, so every mother is in Kalapen, because the Tikkun is explaining it. Because the people understand. I think that Rashi is also needed. Rashi is also needed. That the Chachomim have a Kabbalah. The Chachomim have a Kabbalah. That there is a marriage between Kabbalah and Rashim. As to whether the culture of Kabbalah and Kabbalah is higher or not. That Rashim and Ken, the culture of Kabbalah and Kabbalah is higher. And the Buddha says, in Kalka of Chabura Lavor is higher. Why do the Chima say in Kalka of Chabura Lavor is higher? Because of the Buddha and the Kosher. In connection with Chabura from Buddha and Shabbos, and in connection with Mabuya, it was straight out basket. But if we didn't have a Kabbalah, then I would say that even though Rav Shimon says that Rokshin is free from the group of his potter, but the tikkun doesn't have to be in it. If that's what I would say, what is one thing to do the other? Just as other Rishim would say, separate Machlekes, one is not to do the other. So what they say, the text that Rav Shimon holds, Rokshin is free with his potter, does not necessarily imply that the tikkun also has to be in it. Not necessarily what is one thing to do there. But, so actually, is also made that without a special Kabbalah by the Chachamim, that there is an inflated degree the Buddha and Rav Shimon on the question of whether and how the Chachamim are higher than what they are. So we would say, what is nothing to do there? That even Rav Shimon doesn't require that the tikkun should be there. the tikkun can be extinguished. But one thing we would say, Mitzarasrai, that the tikkun, without this, because there's a kosher from Mille, and there's a kosher from Svezal Paskein, I would say, Mitzarasrai, the Kakshimen doesn't require an imminent tikkun. Can be extinguished. But one thing I would say, all the Rashiim is lost in school. We can't stop there. Some male that means just to be lost in school. We can't do that. Physical level. Lost in school. We can't mean on a physical level. Not on a mental level. On a physical level. Some male, tikkun also has to be on a physical level. Not on a mental level. Not on a spiritual level. Not on a mental level. Some male. According to the view, there is no aloha of aloha, if only good for. So then, tikkun can be in a mitzvah level, not that kind of physical. According to the view, aloha is in the big spot there. So then, I would say, Mitzvah Svore, that it has to be
on a physical level.
It can be on a physical level. But Mila, there is no tikkun on a physical level. Strength, scripture, but skin. There is no tikkun on a physical level, only on a mitzvah level. But on a physical level, is in the culture, except where is the kind of mitzvah. So melee, according to the Kshine, it should be considered the culture. According to the Bible, it can be considered mitzvah. So, since the Torah has been taught with special prayer for ourselves, so that means that it's considered a melacha, even though there is no physical tikkun. And since the Torah says the tefillah paskein is osea, so that even though there is no physical tikkun, so that is a kosher that mikalkev. The avore is chayvel. Once we have exerts a kosher, that the culture of avore is chayvel, then we say, once we know that the culture of avore is chayvel, so then we know that according to the Pshimon, so not only does it require a physical tikkun, it requires even in tikkun also. But only because we have exerasakosu, that the culture is high. So we say it there. But without exerasakosu, so then I would say that even according to the Pshine, So the culture is what I want. But why is there a Moloche of Mavir? Why the Moloche of Mavir? Because it must be culture. True, the tikkun is nothing. So then I would say, even an experienced tikkun, as long as it's a physical tikkun. So it's considered a tikkun. But as a result of the Jewish culture, that there is especially the Sakosu, that the culture is higher, so I can say that the reason as to why Mother Eichel the Hadrosh is higher is also because of this special Sakosu. But without the special Sakosu, I would say, Tikkun the Mitzvah is no Tikkun, according to the Pshimah. But an extraneous Tikkun on a physical level is it.
But now the extraneous tikkun is not good enough to make a three for the group of the Rav Shimon.
What? Yes.
I mean, so why should it be good enough to make it a tikkun so far as the Stokel is concerned? If this extraneous tikkun, like Mabreich and Sarapat Deirotai, doesn't make a three for the group, it still remains not three for the group of the Rav Shimon. So if in so far as three for the group is a concern, so why would it help? Like, so after there's a concept from the Boris was playing, why would it help?
Because if according to Rav Shimon, that Rosh Hashanah is supposed to have and he asked to be in the water for a tera, so for a tera, some mele would say, and the loche is physical, nothing is there. The loche is a physical thing, nothing is there. Some mele in Saki, all persons, all persons. Alright, now with the Rashi. Yidiyis perchko, uvayim ashmini v'yeyu, yiseyret, atiru b'shabas, uvilecheiru nikhlau lishom mikalotum kabuechan, uvidios rachman avor baskin b'shabas, malu misakin kli yohanam, misakin gavrehu, yiyish mulocha b'kipon ze, bishu ksila shum magu ksila shaleiva, yiyish mulocha p'yo b'dar bishu ze, יחייב על הביזו של מיקל קלעיבר בישולה ומסעת ומצעירה שמונים שמולכת שמו ישכון נאב let's go over the cases חוץ מחייב ומאב חוץ מחייב ומאב ירום ראי פוק תנו לברוא פירש רבי משמול מה זה?
לא זה פוק תנו לברוא
you learn it state it outside of this marriage in other words it's not correct פירש רבי משמול על דרבה בוי יסוב עצרה פשימן יום המקלק בחבור חייב תרבי חנסוב לקראת יודד על המקלק בחבור לעבור את פותר וצורך לקל בלעף ולחוש מקלקל תחייב אפילו רב יודד תחייב מה שם בסמוך מתחפיר שרשת so אני אשם לפה זה כל התרשת רבי משמואל so the מחלקת ביטון רב אבוים רבי חנסוב מסתורים מחלקת ביטון רב יודד
רב אבוים
he passed me
like Rav Shimon
so Mele he says Kolam Kalkalim Turin Chutz Mechevel Umavir Chutz Mechevel Umavir because Chevel Umavir according to Rav Shimon who holds קודינס רב שינו הולך מלוח השם צריך לגוף הוא יצפות היה שם מילה שוב ביפותה שריף על בסקר שוב ביפותה אין ספיל זה תורה שאין בית וניתיז זה מלוח אקסט על מילה ילידי דהלוח הזה תזדיחה אין צריך את בסקר אין זאת אין נכנה מלזאת שם מילה יצגזר שהכוסוב that Mikalkeil is chayed by Chevomad. But Reb Yechanan says, Pukton, Ripro, Chevomad Rehi Mishne, Dikon Mishne, Chevom Yisof, Mikalkeil, Mad Yisof, Zavre. So Reb Yechanan passed him his life, Reb Yehude. And according to Reb Yehude, no Hashem still different chayed. So Mele, even the Tikkun of Pada Kelehed, is also considered suicide. So even though it's not shown in an unusually bizarre way, in an abnormal way, so it doesn't matter. So according to Rashi and Rabbi Shmuel, the halacha of Mikalkos Nisakim is higher, implies that no matter what the tikkun is, whether the tikkun is the usual tikkun, it conforms to the universal practice of people, or it's a bizarre tikkun, it's unusual. It has to be considered from the subjective, from the point of view of the subjective standard, not from the point of view of an objective standard. Subjectively, for a constructive purpose. Objectively, from the point of view of most people, so it's not a constructive purpose, it's a destructive purpose. But whether it is constructive or destructive, has to be determined subjectively from the point of view of the one who does the law. That's the Shita of Rashi and Rabbi Shmuel. So that means according to Rashi and Rabbi Shmuel, So that's the Shita of Rashi and Rabbi Shmuel. Alright. So again, Pirash Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shabbat Rav Shimon, Rabbi Kal Bechaber Chayet, רבי יחנן סבור לקרב יהודה לא מקל וחבר לעבור הפורטר ליצור מקל ולאפל לחושב מקל וכל וחייר אפילו לרבי יהודה So in other words, even according to Reb Yudi, somebody would be chayru in Odom in order to have done for the dog, so Mimele will be chayru, even though it's bizarre. It's abnormal. He came out of the same with the Pirish Rashi. Because I'm nearly above his basket, Rabbi Yechon and Sava, the Rabbi Shimon Namelay Mechayet, Elohim, Kenike, Ksas, Tikun, Kenitzorek, Lekalve, Yule Afrei, Yemile, Vavore, Ike, Ksas, Tikun, Shilterach, Mitzve, Havon, Rabbi Yechon, Yitzorek, Lekalve, Lekalve, Potter, Vein, the Tikun, Hoshu, Vein, Derech, Larbe, Lekalve, Yitzorek, Lekalve, Yitzorek, Kodish, Vishulay, Fair. So Teisri says, no, this is Chelek HaRashi and Rabbi Shmuel. And Teisri says, true, there is Aloche, the Kalkan HaFrisakim is Chaye, but it has to be on an HaFrisakim in accordance with the universal practice of the people. If there is no subjective standard, it has to be constructed from the point of view of the universal practice of people. If it makes sense in his distorted mind, that doesn't make it. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there is no special verse hakosef in regard to chabura and in regard to mabir. So chayvel yitzorchei kaule is of course potter according to Rabbi Yehuda, because what kind of a nisakim is he? He accommodates the dog. That's not normal. That's not in accordance with the universal practice of people. So the Ramoya says the same thing. Only according to the beauty, he will be higher. If he will be higher in shorting, we talk the
Because that's normal.
That's normal. That's in accordance with, that conforms to the convention of people. It's according to the universal practice of people. But he will be odom. It's all the economy the carrot, that doesn't conform to the universal practice of people, so he's in Calicut. That's what it is.
When you hear something that's normal, it's called total nasal
factor, or that's called No, it's considered total
nasal factor. So-called
Without the aloha of the Kalkan and the Sakin, he wouldn't be hired.
I mean, there's no aloha, I mean, it's not a new aloha of Kalkan
and the Sakin. Yeah, it's all the Kalkan and the Kalkan and the Sakin. In other words, the Kalkan and the Sakin is not the Kalkan and the Sakin. But the Kalkan and the Sakin is considered the Kalkan.
It is a good Gebrashi. It is a good
case of the Gebrashi. After 20 years of the Kalkan. Apple cabinet, all the shrieking, the cowboy, to the military coming down, sacking shalom, resolve, mutal, and shrieking. So, take the first question. How do we say that, one second, made a rebuke, meaning Shabbos, the high, the dapkil, meaning a resolve, יחסיד היביד בה ביות חומיים מאחר ולחושב ביניהם קידים יקרו כולי יפר על תיקון שם עבור אצפייס יפר ותאויד את הרב יהודה יצפם בה יחזר יצורך ריקאו בה יצנות כנפיד את מוצר יצנות כנפיד על מה יצנות because he doesn't conform to the convention of the but let's say suppose you're about me at him יחזר בשעות שימן then it's considered Mishak. Because it conforms to the convention of people. So that means whenever a certain truth is of Nasal Sakin and it causes the convention of people, so then it's considered Mishakin. Why does the modern queen say the Sakin shall have dissolved into its football? After all,
why not?
That's what the high said. We see that we are coming in a hill, and
so on, both.
بسابی رسید بردیات خانیون منخیر یعنی از اینجا ایسکنسی داد خیر ایسکان خیر سایستم بردیم نمی نبودی زاره نمی نبودی زاره ببر از بیزاره این چه رو کنیت از بیزاره آتش میشی از بیزاره so even love of بردیات بردیات خانیون منخیر and you even have a of the seven people of the chapel this is many nabudi you're not allowed to be married to him or to Shusha or to pray with him so then you should follow that you're not, you shouldn't be allowed to use in the street of pain or in the package of Abri Zohar the sacking that is dedicated to Abri Zohar or to Shusha Abri Zohar you should not be allowed to use in the street of pain or to Shusha why? Because the circle is more authentic because as long as the behavior is alive, so it has any function. We have a brother for Mill and for Fisher, I mean, we have the culture. But once you shut that, so there's only one function for consumption, for eating. That's all.
It needs the height too.
Right?
It needs the height.
The height, okay, all right. So the functions of the living man are much more than the functions of his water thing. So in any way, we don't derive a benefit because he enables them to qualify them as food, but the killer is more than the people. So in any way, he's not considered man. So he's encountered. So in any way, we should say, when somebody, even when somebody shakes the dhina and shabbos, you should be brought up to him. He's the shakim, picks up the Israel and the chai. But, at the same time,
he's making kilko,
he cannot see the for agriculture, he cannot see the God of water. The answer is, regarding the Israel and the Israel, there he has to be real man. In other words, the Anoye has to be more than the Kiruk. But if that, the Kiruk is more than the Anoye, even though there is an element of benefit, so maybe it's not either the Yisrael of Nenem Avizore. But regarding Shabbat, as long as there is an element of Kiruk, even though the Kiruk is more, so maybe it's high. That's what it is. אף אגב בכל שייכת מכר אותו כולם נשאר כמה דחום צעק שעד לזור עם אותו נשכים בו מי דבר דבר נשאר איזה חיה בידעת פרינת לזור לחושב מכר אוקר תכסים לידו בגיעות כל מיני אחרים ולחושב למעלה כי נפלו קוריות שעל תקוני so this is the case that is חלק הרשי עם החדלון שלו according to Rashi and Rabbi Yishmuel so whenever a person is in Kalka and Shabbat for a constructive purpose, even though it's only constructive, subjectively, in his mind, but objectively from the perspective of more or overwhelming majority of people, it's not constructive, it's hard. We are only concerned with the subjective thing, not with any objective.
Therefore,
one second,
hit somebody.
Please don't interrupt me. I'm asking you. Because if you interrupt me, so that interrupts the continuity of my thoughts. It's not right. I asked you so many times. Please don't interrupt. So, especially now that I have a neurological condition, so you do wrong to me. When you interrupt, I am begging you, don't interrupt me. Because when somebody interrupts me, I lose the continuity of thought, and then I have to rethink, and that's not right. I'm asking you, I'll answer all questions, but don't interrupt me in the middle of the sentence. Please, do me a favor. So Teisves is chelik an Rashi. Teisves is chelik an Rashi. Teisves is chelik an Rashi. because Pesach Shikayim, the Talmasri Sakim, doesn't mean, does not have to be determined from the point of view of the subjective perspective, but that it has to conform to the universal practice of people. So Mele Chibu Bishos Mekalbe is not considered Talmasri Sakim just because he needs guided thinking, so he considers that constructive. It's not constructive. But if it conforms to the universal practice of people, so then it comes to, let's say, Chiru Bishotim is about another thing. So if it's healthy, that's normal. That's it. Most people do it good that way. So then he is high. Then he is high. Now, but then there's another Russian. The other Russian thing says, assuming that whether it conforms to the convention of people or not is not a criterion. There is another criterion. The criterion consists in the fact that the tikkun is simultaneously the curable or not. If the tikkun is simultaneously the curable, even if it's bizarre, so it's considered bizarre. Even if it's bizarre. But if the tikkun is subsequent to the curable, and it's not simultaneous with the curable, so then it's not considered bizarre. Then it's not considered bizarre. And then it is perfect. Even if it conforms to the universal practice of this, even if it conforms to the universal practice. So this is what he says, Ramatam. The Ramatam is born, the Hoti Hoshi, the Rabbi, the Nikaute. The Tzorich, the Kaute, the Afrei, the Kishinati, Kumbo, the Isisho. El Lacham, the Lachash Nat, Schabure, Boadam, Ulachash Kosabore, Boeiter. אבל בישי חי בישת הכיר קום בולייתי קום שמציע מדי ומן החי מן החי so he says יקרי על מי עליהם סיין שבדי יצא חושב לרד יודנמתי קום לפי שבישת הכיר קום בולייתי קום why? Because the moment he has the outburst of temper then יקרי על הבגד that's the time when he gets it from the member of the family that's the moment he's simultaneous. So according to Ramatam, the criterion does not consist in the fact that conforms to the universal practice of people, but the criterion consists in the fact that it's simultaneous. If it is simultaneous, then a little bit of beauty is considered misaki. Not a little bit of shimon, a little bit of beauty is considered misaki. And if it's not something, so it's considered misake, even if it's bizarre. But if it's not something, even if it conforms to the universal practice of people, it's not considered misake. It doesn't. Now, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, I think it's very long, they are discusses this kind of question, let's say, tail through on Shabbos, and turn Thursday on Shabbos. So, where if it is in culture, so then it is being prepared Thursday for Shabbos, and then there is a matter of COVID appears, because it is in the Rabbanon culture. But if it involves the block of the Rabbanon, then there is no matter of COVID appears. So, the question is, are you allowed to tell a Thursday? So, in other words, when you do it for a certain purpose, so, according to that, of course, a little bit of Shimon goes without saying that he's not coming. But a little bit, and then something else. If, let's say, even though most Shimon passed in life, like Rapshimen, even though most Rishim pass for Rapshimen, and according to Rapshimen, everybody, all the Rishim, Rashi, Shmuel, cases, first Russian of town, the tailing toilet paper, so it wouldn't be higher, wouldn't be higher, but you cannot apply the heterocomedatria, because there are some things out that there is no heterocomedatria to be natural in Yorkshire, it's not only good for our liberation. No interaction. The Camelot, you are allowed to carry out the mess from the Camelot.
I am Jewish.
heart.
If you didn't prepare, the proper thing is to prepare an electron. But if you didn't prepare, then you have to have it, so you should prepare for the other, not so difficult. Prepare for the other. You have to certainly go up. So you have
to.
יקרה על מצליח ורמח, וכל מצליח ומחי וכל העומד. אף אגב משעת הקירוקו ריבוע התיקון. האם משום שהקירוקו גרם תיקון יספר ותקי, ותיקון גם אלו, שערם יוכל עשו שהתיקון אלו על ידי הקירוקו. Now, so this statement. In most of the shamans agree with this. Not with the sheep of Rashi and Rabbi Shmuel, but with the But in case the shitty tells that they shame. Case the shitty is, according to both the shame, that a leader of Judah, a leader of Judah, he will be chosen for Calvary, a man of the chosen for Abstain, it's not his fault. But the question is, that they shame is why he did it. So according to the first Russian Christian, and that's the shitty of many of the shame, that many shame is not mistaken because he doesn't conform to the universal practice of the according to the power of the witness why he is not considered mistaken because the sikon is not the masaha and a failure to this but this faith is that the chil of the chalk the kalbe is not the chalk the after is a little bit of beauty he can, is not considered mistaken. And most Rishonim say, not because he is acting because of the first Russian people, because he's bizarre. It's not the normal, usual way. It's not the normal, usual way. But the Ramban agrees with faith. He agrees with faith in the Balamur that the Chida of the Church, the Elizabeth of Judah, was in where there is no special there at Kosovo. So he's but there is a machlekes in the Rambam. Why is he potter? Why is he potter? So the Rambam says the machlekes between Rabbi Avuye and Rabbi Yochanan, he says, they say as follows. Rabbi Avuye says, Kolam Kautalim Ptur, Chutz Mechel Lomad, Hawai Chidu Mavina, Chalet, the Kautalim, we have a special Zerat HaKosov. That the cult of the Chavur is Chalim, the Yisakim the Chavur is Chalim, the cult of the Avor is Chalim, the cult of the Kosov, the Yilet, the cult of the Askeya. So that the cult of the Chavur and the cult of the Avor
is Chalim.
The cult of the Avor is Chalim, according to the Shem. So then, because even though there is a tikkun, but that tikkun is a tikkun mitzvah, that is considered a tikkun, so merely the kalkel, and still the Torah declares in Locha, so merely of the sakosos, that the kalkel, the avore, and the kalk of habur, and the kalk of avore, is high. Then the Vietnam is true in the Vietnam. But that the sakosos applies only to the king. Where he's chidur the tzorach with Talmud, or another the tzorach. So it's the same thing like Tesis. No, but there is a big difference in the longest of Tesis and in the longest of the Rambam. The longest of cases consists in the fact things can transfer without the special director also some melee. So it should be put there. So it should be put. But we have the director also. Where do we have the director? By melee, by special director. So by melee, by special director, we don't have a thickened gummel, but we have thickened chop. Tikkun Gomel means the physical people, an imminent people. Tikkun Tzatz means any people, not in the experiences, and not the physical, just the Yitzhak people. So Mele... It's a Tzatz people. Mikautel b'chabur v'avor Yisrael. But Mikautel gomor b'chabur v'avor Yisrael. That stays as the Ramban says, no, that's not in Tzatz. None of if Tzatz Tikkun, Tikkun Yisrael is not considered Tikkun, so what difference does it make? Once we have it there, of course, between chains where there is Tzatz Tikkun or no Tikkun altogether. Tzatz Tikkun is like no Tikkun. But Ramban says the greatest consistency. You remember when we learn about God the Lord, the Kabbalists who mention the Kasha, the Kisha, the Ethics, the Kabbalah, the Sukhi, the Kachuk, the Kabbalah, the Kisha. So, Kisha's mention is the more Sanhedrin, the more Sanhedrin says that the feeding of China, who says Rosh Hashanah is Rupo is Potea. So even Rosh Hashanah is Rupo in Chabur is also. So Rosh Hashanah is Chabur is also. But the Gabi is Sati to Chabur, the Gnore says in Tzvizis, Hanachu are with Nereke. So you Mikau to the Chabur is Chayet, and Sati to Chabur is
Potea.
No, Sati to Chabur is Namer Chayet. Sati to Chabur is Namer Chayet. Why? Because why is Mikautil generally why is Mishasi special in the Mishasi Shabbos Potter? Because we have in our Kvasel, seems we have it in the Kvasel, a little bit of Chimney, that Mikautil Chavoy is higher, that means that the Ptur of Lechus Mishasi doesn't apply to Chavoy, so the Ptur of Mishasi also for that Mishasi some real cases of the Kashi is a writer known from as himself in the Sugya of the causes down in the Gabriel that Merochash and Tzricho is Rupo and Shabbos in the Chabure is Potter in Malibu Rechimen but Rupo in Chadide that he says that the reason is that Merochash and Tzricho is Potter because it's so then you should say the same numbers to be more applied with Abin Sazit Chabur. Hoyer Mikaut of Chabur Chai, Mishazit Chabur Chai. Hoyer Mikaut of Chabur is Chayev Vashabes, so you may even know Hashem Tzrech on the group of Chabur should also be Chabur. This is the reason. But we mentioned, as we said, that there is a basic distinction between the Melechus Machshebes Ptur Ligabinis Ligabinikautel Nisasei and the Melechus Machshebes Ptur Ligabin Milochas Nitzvolvot because Milochas Nisasei Ligabinikautel Nishabes Spot on Nisasei Melechus Machshebes Ptur Machshebes so that's in general it applies to all the person Milochas it's not in general being that it applies to Kolas Nekule but it's in general Ptur all on the same law. The same to Mashiach King Lochshin Tzorin Rupa Shakis to say that it has to be determined in a unique way in respect to each Loch and Loch. There is no general definition of Lochshin Tzorin Rupa in respect to all Loch. So, in respect to each Loch, there is a peculiar definition, a unique definition of Lashon Tzvi. When we learn it out from the way it was in the Mishnah, So we got the tibul of Melachah and Tzvah of Yishamim. We had the days not for the purpose of Tzvah. Why? Because we missed them. We had the days. It was last is better. So later, when somebody had a race, not last is better, so we call it, we can't fall asleep, he's not fair to the second. He's a boy, but he likes to sleep. And as long as the candle is burning, he can't fall asleep. So he's not having a meal, according to the chin, and he's spot. He's spot, because it's a lot of shame to the second. Loch has to come good for these are big people, means last is better. Why last is better? Because that's the way to put it. And in the Gato Yitzhoi, so in the Mishkan, they carried out Hatzir because of the positive purpose, not for negative purpose. So maybe if somebody carries out the rest, it's a negative purpose, it's not in the rest, he wants to get rid of the rest. If somebody carries out chasing or stopping, he doesn't want anybody to take over, to get hurt, it's a negative purpose. So it's not in the rest. So every melacha is determined in a unique way. So we don't have a general tzerasakosu of melachas machshava, but we have a specific tzerasakosu in respect to each and every melacha. And later he is actually there. So the melacha is written in a group of definition. And the Gabi Tibur, is not the same as the Melachah and Tzvich, and good for definition, the Gabi Tzoy. So Meile does it. The Kalkar Gemara says, the Hanachal Gemaitis, Hulu, the Kalkar, the Chabur Chaye, so we sassi the Chabur and Amacha. Because both there is a kosut of Melachah Machshev, that the Kalkar, and there is a kosut that we sassi the Kalkar. So both represent general purpose. The same as a concept in the Gaza. But we do not say Hanachwa Mulokash Mitzvah or the Book of the Khabur. Holy in the culture of the Khabur Chai, so Mulokash Mitzvah and the Book is Chai. Because it's a specific as a concept in regard to Mulokash Mitzvah and the Book, there is a specific. In regard to Mikalkil, it's a general Zerzakos. So maybe we cannot say Hanachlo Miyokash Mitzvich HaLibufo Bechabur Hoyo Mikalko Bechabur Chalo. So Miyokash Mitzvich HaLibufo Bechabur. That's what he said. Now the Ramban says he mentioned the Gemara in Tzitzis. The Ramban here says it's very long. He mentioned the Gemara in Tzitzis. Hanachlo Nekes Shkoyim Kalt Chavorcham Nisasi de Chavorcham Est Kashi Leiden to apply the same thing Leiden to apply the same thing regarding Joachim to apply. So he says that this is really the longest of the Bible. In other words, Chabavuya says, call on Kalkar and Tur, which we read on that. I'll leave it at a shift, of course. I'll leave it at a few days, it's not Chaya. So, if the Kilkul is on Nasisaki in the bizarre way, let's not consider on Nasisaki. But I'll leave it at a chin in the head of the earth, of course. Because of the Kalkar and Chabure, is high, we have to keep it up, of course. So, but I will say, Mele, even Chibel Ben Tzot Rekalde. Chibel Ben Tzot Rekalde, he's also high. Then Chibel says, no. Chibel Ben Tzot Rekalde, he's also high. The tool of the culture per se does not apply to Chibel. But there is not a flaw to Rekalde. So, if he's Chayda of the Tzorch, the Kalka, then we have only one problem. We need Kalka, because the Tikkun, the Gizah Tikkun is not a Tikkun. So we say, here there is a Zerzakosu. the three cow tail, there is no door for the cow tail. But there is another door for Rosh Hashanah and Gufo, and this is not so fitting the cow tail. So besides being in the cow tail, it's in Rosh Hashanah and Gufo. So, it's Rosh Hashanah and Gufo. So, Shimon, so here can we say, male is fertile. But, when the Chaye, Chilo, the Tzor, the cow tail, so I agree with you, the thing so far as the two of the cow tail is concerned, and it has to be misakin, so it has to be almost misakin according to the practice of the overwhelming majority of people. So, but here is the apostle, even though he's in the culture is high, but it is not so with the culture, so then he's put there on the score of the Rosh and the Tzrich of the Gufo. What do we say? But, let's say Hanachlo the Chabure, Hoyo Mikalkil, Hoyo Mikalkil the Chabure Chay. Some Russian Tzrichel Gufo is also Chay. The Ramban doesn't say it, but there's the chat in the Ramban. As we said at that time, because it's a different kind of Israelisakosu. The Israelisakosu of the Lachas Machshedes regarding Mikalkil is the general Israelisakosu. If there is a cause for the Rosh and the Tzrichel Gufo, which is determined in respect to each Malach separately, in its own peculiar, unique way, is a specific there is a cause.
That's where we only said the Leibah de Placis, in Tzadik Dalel, the whole Malach and Tzrichel Gufo means you have to have it similar to the way each Malach was done in the Mishkan.
Yeah.
So maybe we could say it's a specific thing.
Yeah.
But the Ramban doesn't seem to learn with that Mahalach like Placis. I mean, we could still say that's more...
That requires a separate discussion. Even though the Ramban does not agree fully, but even according to the Ramban, it is a specific... Yeah, I mean, now it's not a time to discuss that.
What is the Mishkan concept? What is the concept? Maksim, Tichu, Tichu.
Lachas Maksim, Tichu.
Oh, the same concept?
More than Chavidu, Tichu. Anyway, so Melech, this is what the machlokes between Kabbalah and Kabbalah. According to Tosfos, so Rabbi Yochanan says, inasmuch as generally speaking, there is aloch and kavod, and he has to be revealed it here by Yireh, we don't have it here, but we have Tzadik, so that there is a in Chobei al Chidusha. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "In the Chaburah and Chedusha, that the Chaburah and Avore Tzas Tikkun is also Chay, but where he's in Kalt and Gomor, then he's put. That's the chat in Rabbi Yochanan. But the Ramban says no. Rabbi Yochanan is made a thing so far as two of the Kalt is concerned. It's making a difference whether he's in Kalt and Gomor." Or in Sakit whether he's in Kalti Gomu or he's in Sakit Tzad. As long as he's not in Sakit Gomu, so he's in Kalti or the same thing. So he had a girl Sakosu, which had a Chabure, and even though he's not in Sakit Gomu, he's Chayef, so maybe even if he's in Kalti Gomu should be Chayef, insofar as the problem of Mikalti is concerned. But we have another problem, with Mokoshin Tzrichel Gufo. So Rabbi Yochanan says, with the Zerzakosuf is only the Zerzakosuf of Melachas Machshedes, regarding the Kalkil doesn't apply to Chaburah, but the Zerzakosuf of Melachas Machshedes, regarding Lokshin Tzvah, it does apply to Chaburah. So Melee, it is not in sort of the Kalkil, so it's not in Melachas Machshedes. Melachas Machshedes is determined from the subject, from the point of view of the subjective perspective. In Kalkeo Misakin, he has to be determined not from the subjective perspective, but from the objective perspective. But Loch has to say before, he is determined from the subjective perspective. From the subjective perspective. Jesus said the same thing in the next answer. So he says, Jesus the Kashi, so the Kalder after he hushed to go before, so he says, ומה במאמה, כי לא סיבל קל בין האדם כאדם הנפש, מה מצור הדבר כבר עשית, כמו מאמה, כי לבש את דירו, so in other words, since he doesn't know and he makes a mistake, so subjectively he's sorely gupo, even though objectively it's not sorely gupo. But as far as Milocha Tzuchel Gupo is concerned, whether it is Tzuchel Gupo or is Tzuchel Gupo, that is determined from the subjective perspective. So Mele Chilu Bitzorfen Kaudin bizarre, it's abnormal. But subjectively, he's Tzuchel Gupo. And he is Tzuchel Gupo. That's Tzuchel Gupo. He has to come to the door of the dog. So we are not inspecting whether he's right, he's reasonable, whether, or he's not reasonable. Subjectively, it is so of a good thing. So maybe he's higher. But Chidu, then it's all Chafiri, Kaume. True, that there is no problem with Mekalke, but he's Potter because of Mulashin's view. That's the Machleke between. There's the Machleke between. Now, still another few minutes, so I would like now to mention the difficult Rashi in the Rambam.
Rashi, is it a spirit of Rashi?
It's a spirit of Rashi, yeah, but at the same time, Rashi itself is very difficult. How can Rashi equate Chayom Yisishedidim with any culture? Chayom Yisishedidim, so it's a nice Avera, there's no Chayom Yisishedidim, but there's a real Chatos, but with Chalka on the right level, there's no Avera over there. Yeish chayev al maise sheire yipota al maise atz. Pota al maise sheire v'chayev al maise atz. Ki sheire shebiyish pota, yivu shebiyish chayev. Sheire shesine yisin abdi v'yipel shine pota, yivu shesine yisin abdi v'yipel shine chayev. Sheire shechob al dolo v'yini chayev, yivu shechob al dolo v'yini pota. Sheire shebiyish kisagonis b'shabes chayev, yivu shebiyish kisagonis b'shabes pota. Tana Rababu, Kami Rabich, Kolam Kalkan, Fulin Kusum Kibulma, Omari, Kuk Tonu, Kibul Mother and Mishna, Indians or Mishna, Kibul Bitsor, Kalbi, Mother Bitsor, Bitsor. Now, Shere she looks at God is the Shabbos Chai, the Hushi looks at God is the Shabbos, but the Kotome is a Mishna mentioned the countess. Between who should look at Sagonis, the Shabbos, and Cherish is Sagonis. Who should look at Sagonis, the Shabbos is Potter, because come the Ramne, is Chayvis, Cherish is Sagonis, the not Chayvis, the owner. So Mimelo is Chayvis. You can tell me who do you share it. Mashiri look a boy away, Afunan look a boy away, when Shea sets fire to the Godish. So the three we have in mind is Shea. Share had in mind
to bring down the thing
to a sort of right on the share doesn't have in mind
for the ashes,
for the ashes. So it's in itself up. So maybe the countless of pushing his abolition must have referenced to the same case where he's not interested, he's not sorry to the ashes. So, and still he's got there. Why? Because coming to Ramne. But if any sort of place, so it's a riot to Rababur, it's a kashi against the beer. Masha, you got Tony Hutin, you share, Masha, you got Boyle, Afunam, you got Boyle, you got Tony Potter, you may show meeting in Apshe, so it's a kashi against
Rabbi.
So the mother says, Lord, share the meeting with me. Mahu, you got Boyle, Apshe, you got Boyle.
Was there
how you possibly share that when the that the Mishneh has reference to the case where the Sheir is also needs the ashes. How is it possible that the Sheir should need the ashes? Avshir in Kabul, Sheir hechem ishkachaslo, omle Rav Avye hochem meraskinom b'sheir peteach, she also le nishicha b'gavu. I mean, everything that Mora says is true, even though it sounds strange. Shia Pekea, I mean, so far. The high IQ of the Shia, I mean, that sounds like a sense. But Gemara doesn't mean Shia Pekea in the sense. He has an IQ of 150. He's very smart. What Gemara means is sometimes animals, I mean, in fact, has been shown in period, sometimes animals, they do something instinctively. But the human being, even an intelligent human being, who's not motivated by system, but who's motivated by his intelligence, will not be smart enough. So, Shia Pekeach means, doesn't mean with a higher IQ, but Shia Pekeach means he does it instinctively. You know, many times,
I told
you, you see in case of a fire, you see in case of a fire, how dogs instinctively, not only they save their lives, they see it every time. We even show it on television, on the south side, there was a fire, and all the people who lived in the building could have been killed, but there was a Keles Pekeach. The Keles Pekeach, so he did certain things whereby he saved everybody's life. I saw it a few months ago on television, the 10 o'clock news, on CBS, he showed the dog and everything. I mean, the picture of the dog. So, if you get distinctive, this is what Gemara means by Shia Pekeach. Chacham Askinim by Shia Pekeach, so also when you shicha b'gabe. Suppose the Shia had a market in his back. So, instinctively, so he set fire to the garbage. Instinctively, he didn't know what he was doing, but instinctively.
To get the ashes.
To get the ashes, and then he prostrated himself
on
the ashes, and that cured
his market.
The market. Instinctively, Hochem Askin and Bishay Pekeach, she also in Shicha Bidape, the Kabbalah in the clear, so he wanted to burn the barn, the Kodesh, the Ganga Bikutne, and the ashes. So he rolled himself in the ashes. So that, so he took after. And we know Yadinon, how do we know that he did it? Because the boss of the Kaye, commander of the Kutna, as soon as he set fire to the Godish,
the Godish turned
into ashes, he rolled himself in the ashes, and he saw that the market was cured that way. So, unique kai kame, there's such a thing that a Tochai should do instinctively such seemingly intelligent act that requires a lot of intelligence. Sigmara says, yes, Dahuture, Dahavadi Rapope, there was Nax, in the shoes of Rapope, Dahavikimurin Chimche, and he had a severe toothache, comes in Chimche, yes. So Ayel, Upaskel, and Zayse, the Shose Shikha, and he let them to tell me that if you take something that is alcohol, you have a toothache, so that will reduce the toothache to a minimum. So he took off the lid from the barrel of beer and the Shose Shikha, and he drank the beer, and he was cured. That for me, the toothache of the gomel. So, by the way, so he finds such things that the Baha'i sometimes instinctively does certain things. I mean, if you ask me, of course, science has to say, no instinctively. But I would say, there is no spirit in that science. It's Ashkocha Tortoise. So, by the way, so let's say the dog would eat such intelligent things. So, that was Ashkoche, but the Ashkoche afterward must be in the framework of nature. So, don't instinctively. Why the good dog do it instinctively? Don't do it instinctively. Because of the Ashkoche. Anyway, there is such a thing. Omu Rabbonon. Oh, so, the more as the Kashi, against Rabbi Yechanan, how can Rabbi Yechanan say that only Chayve Tzorch Lekalt Mabar Tzorch Le'Apre is Chayve. But if it's not Tzorch Le'Apre, it's not Chayve. But the Mishnah says the conflict between Kushi and Kisakon is Shereshim. Shereshim is Kisakon and Kishabon. So the only one is Chayve. Kushi and Kisakon and Kishabon is Potter because common grammar. So it's who do you in Shere? Shere usually is not so bad. So really, that means that who also is got them to a similar case. Not so bad, but it's still coming up to me, so it's a higher of his height. The mother says, no, the Mishnah, the Mishnah has reference to the case where he saw that. And it's Shere doing the day, Mahu the Kaboyle, Abshere the Kaboyle. So, how is it possible Shere the Kaboyle? Instinctively, it can happen. But that's an unusual case, that a Shere should do it on a case of Tzorah. But the Lord applies the Mishnah that way. Amar Rabbono, Kamud Rabbotin, what is Hamra Shere doing the day? Vokotan Shere should be in Shpot, who should be in Shchayet? Shere dimi di day, it's ham le vay, shecha mishkachas, hecha mishkachas. So I said, no more, and it says, yeah, ki day, she mishkab la hazik, yom ama, mishkab la hazik, hapa pi she mishkab la hazik. Odoma, so the first part of the more was, that the Mishnah is referenced to the king, where the Shere was also taught. Now, okay, so what they say something else. What the Roma must be from the shape, here is the right. Who could be Tommy with a Chesky? Tommy with a Chesky is Mako, the Makadein, or Ma Makadein, or Vako, the Shin, the Lim, the Mishan, the Shin, 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 the in Ischabon, Mishun Ischabon, in the Achiril, the Chalil, Chayri Momen, Eloi Petri Momen. Eloi Petri Momen. So let's see the Rashi. That Obama, Leilo Masnissi, the Loika Boyerea. The Chayri Pota Mitashlun, that's the Rashi. The Chayri Pota Mitashlun, Lav Mishun Gleb, Bechir Nisei. The Mastis Nafel Bishel Knam, the Lekahu Mise, in Sukhne, the Potomitashun, Kriton of the Heskil, Makenefis, the Himo, shall many Makonimos, Ukshiaha, the Mamak, the Himo, and shall in the Bishel, the Kidam and other more Leilon, at Makoda, the Patricon, the Shun, the Kidimas, Leilon Potabatel Bishel, Hoy of the Major Chaikhan, say, the Haliashon, the Rahayab, the Arena Garden, kein und die Potomi Gorge hat nur auch ein paar Tintaschungen. Zulkach, da die Chil Shabbos Name hat viel beschädigt von dem Schau. Das Rasche says, Leila Masnis in die Leuka Boyle in Rache. So then is in Kauke. And why is the Potter? Why is the Potter according to the Gleich? Why is the Potter von Tashlumin according to the Mele? Odom is also the same way. So why is the Potter? Because coming the Rav Neighbor. According to Rabbi Yechanan, why, what kind of problem the Rav made? So the answer is, just as Chayav Nisei Shedidim is Poti Tashlumin, because for the Nezi, there is a Chayav Nisei, so even when he does the Shed, he gets away the Chayav Nisei. So he covers him from money, the same thing, Chayav Nisei is the counter. If he does it, there are children. So there is no Chiyuv Nisei, but since if you would do it, there is Nisake, you would be Chiyuv Nisei, it's a merit person. That's Hashashi. So this is it, Mas. Mas Nisei, the Sheikh, the Kumpel, the Robin, the Mas Nisei, the Bola Afre, the Pota, the Nisei Tam, the Sheikh, the Pota, the Nawash, the Mashmake, the Eli, the Lidoma, the Sheikh, the Sheikh, the Nisamiloche, the Avakan, the Nisamiloche, we shlema masnis the serious kasha kame yisem loche shenik doi de mais avere but here there is no mais avere all together Geist immer. Man schließt in die Seele, die Geheimnis hast du noch nicht in die Seele, die Seele, Maschere, die Seele, die Apur, die Seele. Das ist ein hoher Tod am Donner, das ist ein bisschen dort mit der Zweig, wo es sich diente, zu den Käse auf dem Kaufer. Aber die Preise zu den Käse, where he is, where he's not in the country. He's not in the country. In the mission. So, the question is, two things. One is, what kind of an equation is there between Hayavim is Shegigin and Hayavim is in the country? Hayavim is Shegigin is a nice other, but it's part of this. So we say, even though it's not Mamesh Chayiv Nisei, as long as it is the Avere, for which the Mezit is Chayiv Nisei, so it patters him from the Shom. Mashayim in Kautro, it's not Mamesh Avere, how can it patter the Shom? Then, there is, here too, Rashi concludes. Rashi himself seems to contradict himself. First of all, there is the spirit in the Russian Volokame, in the Russian Shabbat. But not only is there a spirit between the Russian Volokame and the Russian Shabbat, there is a spirit in the Russian in Volokame itself. At the end, Rashi says, Der Chaliyish Horlik Rachiyab, Baharim in Garzen, the Kaimel on the Potam Goles, Atul Hoche Potam in Tashlumin, Zulkan Gabichil Shabbat, Name, Atul Bishayi Potam in Shabbat. Atul Bishayi Potam in Shabbat. Rashi should say, I feel me cow for Potom Shal. Why does Rashi emphasize the shelter in Shal? Call it Rashi. The Mishnah does not have reference to Shale, it has reference to me cow. So I think that so, it's still in the Rashi itself. I think that it's possible to explain the Rashi so that Rashi doesn't even say that big Hiddish, that Chayobi is Hiddish, the Loches, me cow for me. Is painful and shame. Doesn't even say it. Hayavim is a shame, because shame is a shame. But in Lochem, in Kautlo, it's not in Lochem. It's something else. How can it possibly? But according to Rashi, Rabbi is also applying it to a case where it's not in Kautlo. So it's a case where it's not in Kautlo. But since it has to be Shere Zuye, Bihu, some Nele, it will be a case of shame. But let's say, if the shame will be also a Mishicha Begabi. And only thing there is that normal coding, I explained before, that when says Shia Pekia, it does not necessarily mean the share deliberately so important. So it seems to be instinctive. But sort of it will be consistent with science, even if we explain to people the share of the care means it did it with intelligence at all. All the scientists say is that animals can show great intelligence in certain things. So we could explain it to people also. It's not so strange. Of course, it's more unusual to explain it. Shia Pekeach, literally, Shia Pekeach, that he did it with intelligence, deliberate. But if we explain it, that Chavach, Chavavye, means Shia Pekeach Manesh, that he did it deliberately, she also in Shecha Bigabe, because boy are uniquely, and he deliberately set fire to the body in order to convert it into ash. What is all that for? So you find intelligence in animal spirit. Temporarily, it's not a permanent thing. So, I mean, for Ashkocha Tortis, so they had intelligence. Temporarily, they had intelligence. So, the Koboyanikli and he did the Shea did deliberately. The Ganda Bikutni. The Ganda Bikutni. And the Noya Dinon, the boss of the Kalei, after its fire, how do we know that the Shea did it deliberately? that immediately after he aspired to the Baron, he immediately started to roll himself on the ashes of the Baron. It wasn't the Kaiway coming down there because so Miki Kai Gabne in the Hutu that Abdu Rapopi that the King of Finche, I will pass when they saw there too. It was a very intelligent, at that moment he was an intelligent axe, and he deliberately removed the lid from the barrel of beer in order to drink. This is what about this. So then, what he said, Masnis in the shade. Masnis in the shade. So what do you think the shade is? Now Rashi says, Leila Masnis in Bizoloika Boyle Bizoloika Boyle Afrin. In other words, that the shade did not do it, not as Rav Avya said, that at the very outset, she set fire to the barn in order to obtain it. That's what Rav Avya meant. But she knew something else. She did it not for the purpose of getting ashes, but she did it just to be Mikalka. Just to be Mikalka. She did it maliciously. But it happened that O'Shea had an Ishiche begabe. The Ishiche begabe. And then, but that was just a coincidence. It was just a coincidence that he set fire to the barn because the Shea is accustomed to do such things. So he did it this time too. But this time it turned out to be into a remarkable coincidence. So then, immediately afterwards, he rolled himself on the ashes, and the makir was cured. So maybe that means that he was mischaving to set fire to Binavi, the heter. I mean, heter, I have to say it by Shea, heter or Isha. The Shea is no Isurim, but I mean, he was mischaving to do it in a way that is the heter for a Jew. And then it turned out to be in Sakin. It turned out to be in Sakin. Some Mele, it's not the Ptur of Mithalteria, it's the Ptur of Shegin. So Odom also the same way. Also the same way. By Odom, so Odom and Shegin had reference to the same case. So by Odom also the same way. So he's Potter because Hayorim is Shegin, but not that when it's managed done by way of Tov. So Mele, there is no Stire between the Rashi in Lokame and the Rashi in Shabbos, and there is no Stire between the two Rashis in Lokame. I think it's a way to explain it. The same Halacha Chayim is changed in part of the Shum. So Halacha be killed all for the Shum. It's not in my Shabbos. Okay, so, 2 minutes.
Thank you.